Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Cool, and that's just how we do it. can you laugh? I can live on your smile. I can trip and if I can fall into your arms, I can stay there my whole life.
Hey! said, don't you recognize my voice, honey bun? Oh, I understand. You asleep. Now, wait a minute. Whose beeper just beeped? I know it ain't mine. Mine's just on my hip. Now, tell me you didn't slip on the honey, get your pocket trip. It's time to get your heart broke. Honey, I smell smoke. You thought he was dope, so you took his hope. So here's the news. I'm ghost. I'm out of here. Long gone. The lover went left, so honey, you stay strong. And when you wake up in the middle of the night, I'll be with her. Cause see, she'll do me right.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your co-host, La Pearl Negra, and I am riding shotgun with the host, J.W. Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good. Good energy. Just rocking my raw links today. Had a business appointment, and everything is good, good, good.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, I'm in a pretty good mood, too. Ladies and gentlemen, this is King and Queen's Quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Now, this is sponsored by Raw Links. Man, why be average when you can be raw? Oh, man. And before I go any further, I want to give a shout-out to a very good friend of mine. He is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of Raw Links. And you can grab you some of them Raw Links on Amazon, and Raw Links, Be Raw, at Facebook.com. Yeah. Baby, baby. I got my Raw Links on, King. I just heard you. You still got your Raw Links on? You still got
it? I still got it on. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. Yeah. But let me give that major shout out and thank you to Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah. Baby, baby. Yeah.
Baby, baby.
Yeah. I am definitely in a mood. And I'm in a good mood, though. You know,
yeah, that's great.
And it's all right. I had a really, really great weekend. I got to see a friend of mine that I haven't seen in 2 years. And even before that, I hadn't seen her in some years. But we are pretty much childhood friends. We've known each other since, well, she's known me since I was 15, and I've known her since she was 13, okay? I think she might even be younger than that. I don't know. But she was always the youngest in the bunch, you know? And it's just beautiful energy I was in and, you know, great food, great drink. Just had an awesome time, you know. But you know what? I ain't even going to bring that up. Because I'm in a good mood. I'm going to leave it.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it alone, guys.
Yeah. Good vibration. And whatnot. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, though. The reconnection and everything. You know, that's what
Absolutely.
It's about.
Absolutely.
I mean, I had a different... I was rocking the day, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, when you're around good peoples, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like it, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing but vibes
right.
and great energy. Word.
Absolutely. You know, when you are friends with somebody from childhood, not only do you get to see yourself grow and mature and get wise, but you get to see how your friends, they grow as well. Even though you don't get to see them often, every time you get together, it's just like you never were apart. And it's such a beautiful thing because I've really, you know, childhood friends, I only have a handful of them, okay? And For Real is one of them, actually. He the old man in the group. he was young once too, but to see him at the stage that he's in now is amazing as well. Just the growth, like I said, the knowledge, the wisdom, the maturity, all of it is just beautiful. Because a lot of us don't get to see some of the people that we grew up with. Because, you know, life takes a certain turn sometimes on you. So
thanks.
I cherish these relationships because they're special and they're rare that you can still have the friends that you had when you were really, really young, you know, and have no ill will between you, no bad karma, no nothing. It's just all good and progression. But, man, I'm just feeling sentimental tonight.
Hey, that's what's up. You know what I mean? My people's day tonight, you know, dropped some jewels on me. And, you know what I'm saying, we went back in the past speaking about things to the present and what's to come in the future. You know what I'm saying? And it was nothing but good vibrations and great everything and whatnot. And we both are like-minded people, so we saw what we saw, and we see what we see. And it was just, like, real deep, and it was fly talk. You know what I mean? Ain't no pity party or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It was like, right there, it was like, yo, that's what's up. You see it too? Yup. It was like, we here.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing, man. I'm trying to tell you. Absolutely beautiful. So tonight, you can give us some insight on what the show is about tonight.
Oh, man. Tonight, essential pencil, no eraser. How do you write without editing and know that it is official when you finish?
Ooh. Wow. You know what? When it hits me like that, because I have written a few pieces like that, and I also, you know what, Mr. Metaphoria told me a long time ago, just keep it raw. Write what you write. Don't be erasing and taking nothing out and rearranging nothing, and
thanks.
I kept that with me, you know, and I've written some pretty amazing pieces because of that. Now, there's still some pieces where I'm like, I don't like that word. No, I don't like it right then. I get to, you know, deleting shit and erasing and stuff. But for the most part, I've kept that with me. And matter of fact, this piece that I'm going to do tonight is one of those pieces. I wrote this joint like 2:30 in the morning, okay, because I was still wound up from the party. I couldn't go to sleep. And it was just, I don't know, I was feeling some kind of way, and it just... However it came out, and it seems to have come out good because I got some pretty good reactions from people, and I love that.
That's what's up.
Really love that. Yeah, so it's a good thing. That's what I do, you know. So what about
the same
you,
thing,
Kay?
Too, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I went down that same rabbit hole, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I got a few starbursts on it, you know what I'm saying? They was like, yo, that joint was right there with you, man. That's you. And I was like... Yeah, I ain't putting no erase on it. The same way I wrote it out, that shit, I just like, all right, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I ain't going to be my worst critic. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was that shit.
You know what? When I read your poetry and I hear your pieces, you don't come off to me as a person that does a lot of erasing and just changing up. You just flow and pen it and leave it at that. I don't see you going back on any of your pieces? I mean, you, I don't know, do you read them after you write them, or you just leave it as is?
I read it a couple of times.
You do read them? Okay.
Well, okay. One or two times, but I don't erase nothing. You know what it is? When I write it, I think about the flow of it or not. So when I'm writing it, mm-hmm. like, I might pause before I start writing some more mm-hmm. words and be like,
okay.
Oh, okay, fuck it. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm right here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So then I know exactly how I want to say it. You know what I mean? Whether I speak it or whether I want it to flow or cadence. Mm-hmm. I really don't be fucking knowing. It just be my spirit. I be like, yo, fuck it, nigga. Like, it is done. It's done. We don't like major productions. Remember that. So I try not to turn into a major production. But if I'm writing a certain way, then I lollygag with it and put a, be like, nah, I don't want to put that word in there. That's when I'm trying to be complex with the shit. You know what I mean? So
okay.
But yeah.
I hear you.
So I tap that eraser sometimes. You know what I mean? I ain't going to lie.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. I would like to, for the most part, be like that, but like I said, a lot of my pieces I've written like that where I didn't. Now, I do read all of my pieces several times, but some of them I do, I rearrange. I erase and I rearrange them because certain lines will fit better in a different area of the piece. I don't change the line. I just move it to a different area of the piece.
Oh, that's what's up. This should be fly. I ain't even go front.
This should be
like air on the waves. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's what's up.
The divas in the building.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
VIP, I know you're listening in. That's it, Ms. VIP. I know you're listening in. Can't wait for you to come back, baby. That's it.
Yes.
Hear that.
She knows that we got that mic on ice for her right now. So, you know, it's going to be nice and cool and ready for her to set it on fire when she come back. So, it's all
right.
Good. It's all good.
But,
so, Kang. I know I ask you every week how you want to start this off. You know, you want me to sit first or you want to go first? How you want to do
you can set it off on the list.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to give y'all the piece I did at that 2 a.m. piece. This is called Mutual Acceptance.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. If I let you in and told you how you make me feel, would you join me? Come get tangled in my locks and let me stimulate you, mind, body, and soul. Just take care of you, keeping your mind filled with healthy thoughts, your heart strong with a smile in it for me and us, beautifully covered within my light. You know spirit will be there. I long for you. And I will put aside all the things that I behold just to hold you first. I'll make room for you so that you could flourish within my care and like roots to a tree. We'll grow and stand strong together. Would you spend your nights with me? Would you share your life with me? Teach me you in the safe space of trust I'll provide, and I will become that music speaking to your soul, your atmospheric beliefs, your poetry. In my lifetime, I've eaten some humble pie because a lot of my lessons were learned in the hardest way, but I stand before you on this day. Tell you, I'm convinced heaven exists and is tangible because now there's you. I am both calm and storm, so at times I feel torn, but I do have a happy medium. I just want to be beside you in nature's silence, watching you count the stars and just breathe. Say you'll be mine and love me in your peace and allow me to share in my happiness with you. And that's that piece.
Oh, here we go. Claps and snaps. See, that's what I'm talking about. You always come with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's like touching on some velvet. You know what I mean? Smooth.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Mean?
Thank you so much. Yo, I'm up here cheesing. Damn, thank you.
Hey, I'm speaking my truth. You know what I mean? Word.
Oh. I came well. I'm ready for your poetry. So I can smile some more and throw up some snaps, too. I'm going to move out the way. Adjust this spotlight. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is titled My Father's Son. Opening up about him, 84, my dad was a problem. Before night sleep, I called him, dreams be tall as columns. Unresolved bed rest, thank Raw Link for my necklace. Wake up, put on my bracelets, and eat dinner for breakfast. Taking a look outside of windows that don't resemble kinfolks. But I take notes that's mental. From what I've been through, that's info. Touch pens from California. Mic check gummies from Arabs. Typing poems inside of my cell phone. When it hits home, I'm at my lab. Ain't worried about these people that's lost and uninvited. There's only one official original that was born through an excitement. Couldn't mirror directly what affected he is the best of me. Still killing the envy of my enemy, dissolve any hateful jealousy. I challenge goals, play soft rock in my car player for a low vibe. Riding around this county so relaxed the intermission cry. Telepathic power, keep me working while I'm serving. Never down, always emerging, while some be out here thirsting. Manipulators and opportunists, dishonest, untrustworthy. I'm a game changer. My grandfather didn't know who woke up early. Adjusting my own timeline to this different earth, I'm probably cursed. Even my mother's nurse knew I was born outside Dad's universe. That's why the Mercury Milan was gone, replaced by a Hyundai. Pay attention to what my signs say. Leos never go away. King.
Yo, tell them how you feel. That was dope. Wait a minute, what was a line in there? You said about your grandfather didn't know who was awake or woke up. What was that line?
I said I'm a game changer. My grandfather didn't know who woke up early.
Damn, that's dope. Shit, I don't know. I may feel that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It says what that line, that one particular line says so much. You can just from that line you can make a whole other piece for real. Damn. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So,
you know, I always keep my grandfather's spirit close and my dad's, because they the one that push me and motivate me inspirationally. So can't go faulty with the ancestors, you know what I mean?
I know that's right. You know, you definitely can't go wrong with them, man. I'm trying to tell you. They're always there. I feel them guiding me. I'm trying to tell you. It ain't no joke. And it's good, you know. But you got to be willing to listen, you know what I mean? Because spirit is right there, you know. And sometimes they be trying to, like, push us in the right direction, but we be like, nah, I wanna stay in the toxic shit a little bit longer. You know?
Not me. I be listening. They make sure I listen, too. You know what I'm saying? They come to me in my dreams when I talk in that talk or showing these things that I don't even be like, what the fuck is this? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And then I figure it out later. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it honestly, it took me a minute because I didn't know that there was a good side to life. I came from toxicity. So So I stayed in it, you know, and I looked for the drama and the negativity and stuff until, you know what, I don't know, I came across something good in life, and I was like, I like it over on that side. I think I'm going to stay here. But them streets was calling me for a minute.
Yo, it's like that Raphael Sadiq song, Something Keeps Calling.
Yes, it was calling me for sure, yes. Let's pay the bills real quick, and then I guess we could get back and open up microphones and get some more poetry up in here.
That's what's up.
I'm gonna do this real quick.
Tiffany Radio.
Hey, 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 welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, Real Entertainment Network. Dialing number is 319-527-6300, and don't forget to press that 1 and join us. All right, King, we got a caller here. First artist on the mic is another member of the Epiphany family. As a matter of fact, the newest member of Epiphany family and the host of Cram Sessions. Let's let this poet up in here. This is Paul Cram. Hey, Paul Cram, welcome to King of Singers Chorus. How you doing tonight?
What up? What
I'm great. What's up, man? What's good, man? How y'all doing today?
Hey, man. Good. We in here, man. What's good with you?
Yeah. I'm great, man. I'm just getting off work not too long ago, hopping on the show, then hopping the shop, and then head back to the other job.
I hear you, brother.
All right, well, can you want to let them know the show is about tonight?
Yeah, tonight, man, Essential Pencil, No Eraser. How do you write without editing and know that it is official when you finish it?
Say that one more time.
Say, how do you write without editing and know that it is official when you finish it? Essential Pencil, No Eraser. It's like having that liquor with no chaser.
I'm trying to find a way to say this without sounding arrogant at all, because I'm a very, very humble person. But
brother, you. That's what we love about the show. Be you. No censorship. Be you.
For certain pieces, like especially like my erotic pieces, I feel like because of my thought process, I put that pen in my hand and I'm writing about something that I know I'm good at, something that I know a lot about that particular subject. When I put pen to paper about that, I just feel like I can't make a flaw. Like if I try, with that particular pieces, I just feel like there's anything that I put on that paper, man, I know it's going to be dope. I know it don't have to be edited. I know it don't have to be, it's going to do exactly what I want it to do. It's going to put you in the mind frame that it's me and you in this situation.
All right. That's what's up. That's official right there.
Yeah, that's the thought. Okay.
Talk that talk, my dude. I mean, let it be known and I sworn in.
That's all right, well, I'll tell you what, without further ado, because I know you got some things to do, I'm going to move out of the way, and I'm going to adjust the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. So the piece I'm going to do is one of my favorite pieces. It's actually called Mental Masturbation. I think I've performed it before. I did it. I finally did it. I gave you the key. Not to my heart or my home, but to a whole new world that is filled with ecstasy. You see, you said you've dreamed about me and some things that you really wanted to do. Well, I'm here to let you know, baby, that I can make all of your dreams come true. So what I need you to do is just close your eyes and visualize as I sit back and explain the real reason you'll get chills every time you hear my name. You receive a phone call from my cell to yours, telling you I'm in room 222, baby, just knock on the door. But when you get there, you find an envelope, and on it would be your name. Inside, you'll find a key card and rules to my ecstasy game. When you walk in, you'll realize that you're in a candlelit room. And on the bed, you know there's another card with instructions, and those instructions are just for you. Those instructions will tell you to take off all of your clothing and put on your favorite love-making CD. And then come into the bathroom with a hot tub. You can definitely join me. As you enter the bathroom, I'll give you a champagne field glass. Then I'll watch you sip it slowly as I gently rub your ass. Sitting in the tub with my back against the ceramic and your back on my chest, I'm rolling my tongue across your neck as your breast I start to caress. You turning me on with each and every moan as my hands take a southern trip between your breasts, past your belly button, below your bikini line, until I reach the yearning clip. The rubbing in a circle of motion until I slip my fingers inside, I'm kneeling on your neck and your ears, your legs start to open. Why are you ready to get the gift right now? But I have other plans for us. So I get out of the tub and whisper in your ear and tell you, baby, right now there's no need to rush. But at that moment, I pick you up, legs across my right arm as my left arm cradles your head. You then rub your hands across my naked wet back as I carry you towards the bed. I then lie you on your back and feed you chocolate cream-colored cherries, and you land there looking pretty as hell, so I have to go down and eat your berry. My thumb and index finger rolling your nipple as I lick your clit. My tongue extended real hard deep inside, making you beg for the gift. So I oblige your request by giving you a gift that you haven't received yet. 8.5 inches of rock hard is in the spot that's dripping wet. With your arms pinned down to the bed and your sexy legs on my strong shoulders, you quickly realize that you're not messing with a boy, baby, but you're fucking with a sex soldier. With each stroke, your moans get louder, but I know it's not because it hurts. I let your arms go. You wrap around me tightly, repeating, oh, God, like you inside of somebody's church. I then slide out of you, get out of the bed, and I make your body bend. I wrap my hands in your hair, spread your legs from the back again. I slide in. I'm pulling your hair while cheeks and pelvis meet, making a beautiful. Your pleasure muscles are starting to contract real fast as your eyes roll back. The words, I'm coming, slip softly from between your teeth. But that's what happens when you whip Paul Cram and we in between these sheets. You see, deep and deep inside I go and hard inside I thrust. After about your third orgasm, baby, I think I'm finally ready to bust. So I'm still deep inside of you. You order for me to stroke it fast. I stroke it to the very last second, pull it out, and don't shoot it on that beautiful round ass. Your pleasure muscles still throbbing as you lay across the sheets. I place a pillow under your head because you quickly fell asleep. So now that you have visualized everything that we can do, it's time to wake from that dream state so we can make this dream here come true. In peace.
God damn.
My dude, you went off with that one, brother. That was some old intergalactic shit, yo. Yo, that's peace, yo. Word up.
Changed up
the flow a little something and shit. Like, yo, that was super dope. I mean, word up.
Thank you so much, bro.
I'm so glad it's a mute button because I was like, oh, shit. What's happening? Now, see, I do erotic poetry too. That's my shit right there. I'm like, damn. All right. See, you're going to make me pull out some erotic shit tonight.
Oh.
That was real. That was seriously hot.
Definitely.
And then you had a part in there where you sped up, and it was like, I don't know whether you was doing a tongue twister or whether it was glitching, but that was some fly shit, for real.
Some human tornado shit. I mean...
Yes. Okay. Call, you
call
one of them
Dolomite
gifted
of poetry.
Now, you know, there are people that can spit really fast like that. Like, first person that come to mind is Busta, but you got also Twista. Who else is it? I can't remember, but that's a gift. I wish I could, but I'd mess around, bite my damn tongue doing some shit like that. That's dope. That was really, really dope. That was sexy as hell.
I know that's
thanks.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, man, thank you. All right, now, before we let you skate off into the Royale Lounge, why don't you let everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
No doubt. Well, you know, the last Tuesday of the month, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, is presenting Cram Sessions with me as your host and my big bro Van, who is definitely helping me out. We're going to have the host of Poppy's Poetry Corner. She's going to be the special pen, Miss Keynotes, and Buddy 318 will be the study music artist of the month. So it's going to be a real live show, man. Buddy's music is dope. Like, one minute he's reggae, the next minute he's Zydeco. He just found a way to blend it, and it's just an awesome, awesome sound. So once again, we just going to have a whole lot of fun, and we're going to turn up on a Tuesday.
Oh, man, I know that's right. I'm looking forward to it, too. Dope show. All right, Paul Cram, thank you so much for coming up in here and giving us that amazing erotic. Oh, that was nice. I'm going to escort you over to the Royale Lounge. You're going to grab yourself a drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take the socks off. Baby. One love, one mic. Damn, he came in here and did the thing. That's what's up, though.
Yeah, he definitely did on that. That's how I said some. Dolomite human tornado shit, you know what I mean? Word.
Oh, absolutely. That was dope. You want to throw a song up in there for him, or you want to open up
the next? I'm gonna go old school for him. You know what I'm saying? Word.
All right.
Small boy once asked when will I grow up?
Yo, that's the old school jam. Y'all can hear jamming. Like, yeah. That's the joy. Yes, yes.
You know I was going to take it back.
That's what's up. All right, we going to... Who we got next? We got another caller up in here. We got area code 912. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
how
you
Wait a minute. I'm trying to catch this voice now. I know this voice. Wait a minute.
You do?
Yeah. I don't want to throw no names out there, you know what I'm saying? And assume, you know, when you assume shit, you make an ass out of yourself, so I'm just waiting.
I can't. I thought, you know what? Wait a minute. Is this Mother of Dragons?
Yes.
Okay, I'm right. Well, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Diva. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing? Good. I'm in a good mood.
I am in a good mood.
Awesome to hear from you. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yes. Man. Well, King, you want to tell us what the show is about tonight?
Oh, man. Tonight, how do you write without editing and know that it is official when you finish? Essential pencil, no eraser like liquor with no chaser.
Okay. How do I write without no edit? Sometimes I write things just then and there. I'm pretty good at that. So that kind of challenges me to, I guess, not to stop writing and not to look at my flaws so much. So I think when you tend to do that often, it keeps you from having to feel like you're failing at it, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. That's what's up. I like that. Yeah, it does. But you know what? We can be our own worst critics.
That part right there. That part. And I always say that when you're artists tend to be we tend to be our own worst judge at all times. So somebody can tell you that it's good and you're still going to say, no, it's not good because you feel like you could have done it better. Yeah.
You are so right. I am very, very hard on myself. Because for one, I'm a perfectionist, and I feel like the slightest little thing is just, like, messing up everything. So you are absolutely right. All right, Mother Dragon, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
Well, actually, I just wrote this. I was writing this right before somebody else was on, so I'm not sure what it is yet. I'm not sure where it's going at, but once I read it a couple more times, I'll figure it out. So this is a brand new piece.
All right, well, whenever you're ready,
okay.
The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. She drinks his elixir of life every night. She will service to preserve her beauty, her abundance. Ecstasy unparalleled, she tells him to bend the knee to her ocean. Testing his loyalty, he pays homage to the mother of dragons. Drakaris, fire this pussy. Burn it all. For another has brought her to anger, to wrath unknown, the ungrateful. So no longer would she bow to anyone, and no longer would she love many, and no longer would she hold her loyalty to someone so guilty. So she ignites the cauldron and puts sulfur and locks in it, and burns his soul until he's no more. And so she no longer needs a king to feel complete. All she needs is a servant to lay at her feet and feel her heat of the unburnt. The crown remains forever because she's never forgot the North. And that's that piece.
Wow. Ken, you want to go first on that?
I'm just saying, I'm Lord so sad at her feet. Ooh, I might write a piece about that, at her feet. That was a beautiful piece. I love that. I saw the whole energy and everything. That was definitely lovely.
Right. Your royal hotness coming up in here. the nether region. Y'all gonna make me do it. Y'all gonna make me pull out some erotic shit here. I love that.
I know, right?
It's some retrograde going on. Like, I'm feeling whatever's coming through is coming through. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You're right. I was going to say that earlier, too. I didn't even want to get into that. Mm-hmm. But that was hot. That was hot. And you know what? Our pieces, as far as our poetry goes, our pieces are never complete. They just pause. Because you know what? You can go back to something you wrote about 10 years ago and be like, ooh, I'm going to add this to revamp it or something, you know. But that was, I don't know when you're going to add some more to it, but I'm looking forward to it. That was a hot piece. Right.
Thank you.
But I didn't expect anything less.
LaPearl, we are in the retrograde.
That's what it is.
I was feeling that.
Yeah, it came on September
4th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Mm. My cat likes to get in on the action from time to time. If you hear that meow in the background,
so does my cat. But I don't have an earthly cat. So yeah.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, they know. They do. That's what they do. Mother Dragons, that was amazing piece as always. And you said you just wrote that.
I just wrote it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something. How do you know how your flow is going to be when you are just writing something like that?
I can hear the voices in my head. So I used to ignore the voices, but now I don't. So I can hear those voices. And so if that voice says you need to scream this part, I scream it now. At first I didn't, because I was like, I don't think it's going to sound right. But now I play it out in my head before I say it. So while I'm reading it to you, I hear that part says scream it, and then I scream it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just all of that's innate, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming up in here. It's good to hear from you, because we don't hear from you that often. You be in the cut, though. I know you be out there, you know, but we don't get to hear from you that often. But when we do, it's an absolute treat. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Definitely appreciate you.
You boy down the lounge and you grab yourself a drink and a seat and sit back and put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby,
okay.
Baby.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I've been a fan of Mother of Dragons for a good while, since I actually first heard her. And I'm like, she's pretty dope.
She definitely is.
You got a song for her?
I got a song for her, too. Oh, yeah, definitely. I know I went to the 80s earlier, but I'm about to go to the 90s right there.
Vanilla Tracy, he's a Bugatti, Isaac Mizrahi, up around the Doce, Gabbana sipping pure J with the ill nana, you up around, I had your loyalties and your joints, you're in your royalties and your points, so what the deal is, with Foxy Brown McKay, now we lay Bonnie McFly, now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me, you're the only one I need, can nobody make me feel, the way you're making me feel.
the things you make me scream, and you know just what I mean. But tonight you feel like I see. I wanna make you fall in love, make you touch the stars above. Lay low and be my friend. I'll come back and hit it again. And again and again and again. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
one. Let me get that Lex of insects, wetter than Aquario, flashing, nigga, the fashion. Poop up slow and layer jets and coops my 1 second. You ain't know that I be macking, the extra set of keys, the 30 G's, them chips and bennies, had you living on your knees, not to mention the maced out crib in Dallas, the 40 room palace, sipping to salad,
tonight,
oh, yeah.
Keep that in my playlist. You just, it's something about that beat that just,
I know,
I carry it over.
He's like, yeah, do the spank.
got that right. So a little birdie whispered in my ear and said, hey, Danielle, go ahead and do some erotic poetry. Go ahead and do it. That was like, I got something for you. I pulled up something. Actually, I think I wrote this maybe about a week or so ago. Yeah, but it's untitled. I don't know. I just never threw a title on it. So, but
hey, the mic is yours.
Thank
hey.
You. All right. Excuse me. He told me he's not cheating on me. He just has a separate relationship with my throat. I said, my throat makes stalkers. And my hips know your lips as well, so I don't mind playing some more. Play with me. I know your spirit inspires my light within your words. Contour my soul. Because they know the depths of my hidden spaces. Open to me freely so that I may plunge in the exquisite force that is your energy. And I promise I will only go as far as you will allow me. My body never stops calling to you, longing for you. So you can go as deep as you want. I love the way my sex reads your body language. Talk down to me and my native tongue the way only you know how. Tell me once again to spread those sexy legs of mine and make room for you to enter. Show me how much you love my creative playfulness. You know it's cute and naughty. My thoughts are naughtier because I know what to do with them, so I really want because he loves to keep his tongue inside. So let's have sex on the beach and let me ride your face before I ride you. I want you to feel my warm fluids run through your beard and down your chest. A vignette of my overflow like the stream of a revitalizing soul. Endless and renewing. Because when I slide this pussy down on that beautiful, wonderful, delicious, mouth-watering tool, I want us to feel wet, skin to skin. Or we could just 69. You fuck my face as I deep throat and suck you into my esophagus while you slurp and gulp and drinking my sweet liquor after signing your name all over her with that glorious tongue of yours. And we just kiss after we come. Great sex doesn't have to happen in the bedroom. And that's that piece.
Sheesh. That's all I can say. That ain't even a touch me, tease me. That's can I hold you and please me.
Oh, man, I'm pretty erotic.
Well,
on my thing. That
well
was a, that was, thank you. That was actually a more gentle piece. I ain't get real, you know. Erotica is more wordplay than anything because, you know, you can say, you know, it's different ways to say certain things, like, fuck, and, you know.
Yeah. Well, well, it was dope in my way, but like I said, well-versed.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, King. All right, hold on. Let me get my water and get comfortable because I'm ready. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I'm just catching my breath right now for a minute. You know what I mean? All right, this piece is called 450 Ascension. Here we both are, moving outside what's traditional. Undressing each other's stare as we are inside of our moment. Last thoughts known would be kissed within a kiss. Activation executed, the touch opened the channel. Standing behind her nice rounded ass, holding her waistline. Slowly breathing as I'm speaking in a tone that brings a chill. Hands go lower, touching her clitoris, place my mouth on her earlobe. Small sounds began as she backed herself up close upon me, stronger with the embrace as we now face to face, laying her down without asking as I taste her sharpness. Now that I have a moist, shh, did not even speak. I am already at attention as I spread her legs apart. Our eyes search each other's thoughts. I'm thinking she about to get lost as I'm placing part of myself in her. After a while, I can feel the heat becoming higher. Turn her over without expectation, stroking more with intensity. My name is my name, and she bringing all to me. Licking up the middle of her back, filling her mind with ecstasy. Here, my dear, let me kiss your joyful tears. Share a French connection as we feel each other's ear.
I couldn't even unmute myself. Yo, you got... I'm glad it's a mute button. That's all I'm gonna say. You got the breathing down and just the it's the time.
I had to go into the Lord archives on that.
Yo, well, ow.
Nah.
That, wait a minute, wait a minute. I wasn't ready. I thought I was, but I wasn't ready. I got a song I want to play for that one. Wait a minute, where the hell is it? Because I had knocked myself out the studio and everything. All right. Rewarded obedience. Thank you. I did exactly as he told me to do earlier, and after entering the room, I stood quietly and obedient, just as he requested. This excited him even more. As he walked up behind me, he was breathing deep and steady, but I could feel something different about his energy. Almost as if I was being sniffed and stalked by a beast, not a man. He stared at my voluptuous chocolate body while removing his clothes, and his breathing got heavier. He then knelt down and slid a hand through my thigh, sticking his middle finger in and out of my pussy, and said with a growl, "I could smell your sweat, your sweet, wet excitement in the car," and pulled it out and sucked the juices off of it and slid it back between, rubbing soft circles around the tip of my clit. I started moaning and moving my hips from the pleasure he was giving. Sucked my juices off again and slid his finger back inside. One more time, watching my body, removing his hand from between my thighs once more, this time dragging his finger around my ass, making a trail with the wetness, licking and kissing wherever my juices trailed. He stopped and told me to turn around slowly and face him. And I did as he said. Grabbed my hips and leaned in and stuck his tongue right in on my clit, sucking it in, and we both moaned with pleasure. He loved my taste, and I loved him to taste it. Slurped and swallowed and continued to push his face in, but stopped briefly to look up and say, "Hold on to me, baby." And he slowly lifted one of my legs over his shoulder. So I interlocked my fingers behind his neck and put the other leg up over his other shoulder, and my juices ran down his chin through his beard, his neck, and his chest. Never missing a beat, he carefully balanced us using the strength of his legs and holding my hips secure. He stood up slowly and started walking us over to the bed with his mouth still on her. He eased back down on his knees and leaned forward, allowing me to lie back comfortably. Never had my body handled like this before. Felt spiritual to me as he was bringing me to climax because I felt completely weightless. This was unlike any other times I'd come. Almost as if my soul separated from my body and having their own lovemaking session. Tongue freed thou me that yearn to escape. I'm squirting. And that's that piece.
Oh, Lord. I'm about to go into some Christianity. Jesus Christ. What they always say in the world, be careful what you ask for, right?
Yes, yes. But you know what, King? That was a snippet of one of the chapters in my book that I'm writing. And that was called Rewarded Obedience. It was actually a whole lot more to that before I got to that part. That led up to her being made to feel the way he made her feel. But she had to be obedient and listen to what he said in order for him to make her feel that way.
You know what I say? Obedience is the main ingredient.
Okay.
Ooh, I just put a title for a new poem.
That's all right. That's all
no.
right.
Okay. All right. I have this piece called "Do Me, Baby."
The mic is yours.
Oh. Hands free in the middle of what we just started. Back it up and then park it. Make sure them legs are parted. Keep your body motion going as you slide back and forth. There's no pressure on the pipe. You like, stay on course. When these legs become hydraulic, solid, full of that tonic, get all this solid rocking, baby. You sound so melodic. As I stretch all of me inside your pussy that's so juicy, she can't distinguish Lord from J.W. Atterbury. Same dude, different mood, very cool within the mood. Take it, baby. Take it. Feel me dancing inside your groove. Change position as we switch on the bed. Nothing said. Arms behind my head. I'm alive. There is nothing dead. Almost like Simon Says. Hit me up, girl. Ride. My new style is profiled just for you. All right, now. Oh, shit. Your moan's becoming louder as you start leaking. I'm about to come. Now I'm in tongues. You have me speaking, Lord.
All right, I don't want to do no more erotic poetry this night. I can't take this shit. God. Yo, the way you switch up your voice and, oh, my God. That was a... I don't even know where I'm at on my device. Where the damn studio disappeared to? I got
five. Hey, you will be going to a song the day we come back?
Yeah. I don't even know if I... Yeah, I think I'm supposed to pay the bills again. So after the song,
yeah.
I'm going to just go on to a few minutes. Yeah, all right, go ahead. You got it.
All right.
Night and I was thirsty. Girl, I been to that county, girl, I ain't telling. Handcuff you to that bed, girl, it ain't no belly. I keep a stack of hundreds, I can keep a secret. If anything, you was exploring, you wasn't cheating. She got my number stored under fake names. Her nigga think she favor, but she run the game. Yo, love, so take me out these pull-ups. And we can fuck from uno to ocho.
Only if you got me feeling like this.
Oh, why?
I'm loving while grabbing the rhythm you hear.
I'm about to shout out some people. I ain't gonna open up their microphones, but I see them listening. For real, I see you listening. Just Jay, I see you listening. It's all right. It's all right. y'all called in and you listening, so that's support too. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's
all
peace.
Right. Yeah, I ain't gonna do like for real. We'll open up your mic. It don't matter. If you got your hand raised. Yeah, he'll put you right on the spot. It's all right though. I don't know if I can handle another erotic piece. I'm think I'm gonna have to just bring it down to maybe some love or something. I don't know. Sheesh. That's not where my head was when I called into the
You
place.
Know me, my transformation level would be on deck.
Yeah, you be right there on point. Like you could quit.
I'm an alien.
It's all good. It's all good.
Nah. I'm enjoying myself. That's all. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I am good. I can't handle another, man. I'm just switch it over to some love, okay? This is called I'm Ready for Love.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I am ready for love. All of the joy and the pain. And all the time that it takes just to stay in your good grace. I'm ready for love. Ready to build with the one who not only comes in peace, but is at peace within. Ready for the ultimate collaboration, that bond filled with light from the highest consciousness, where nothing can surpass or enter or break it. Beautifully balanced, agreeing that together, when in the eye of the storm, isn't always so bad. With mind, body, and spirit in sync, it's the happiest triad. Where just the presence of our presence gives, loves, and supports without even trying. Energy generated so amazing between us, it leaves us flying. But not be so blinded to some bad days to come. Just know good enough ones to not interrupt the peace built and kept between us. I'm ready for love. ready for the one to wear. The more that I trust him, the stronger I feel within, and that I've kissed every last one of my healed scars, so he knows my love is from the stars. Ready for he who chooses heart over ego, because he knows where his safe space of trust is located when he falls into my own. Oh, yeah, he knows. I'm here to heal and bring balance, to prioritize his peace of mind, but do no harm. He can feel when I pray for him, so I keep him covered. Because he's got this on the physical plane while God and I handle his spiritual struggle. That means nothing. That means ain't nothing and no one getting in our way. Because I'm in this for the long haul, so I want us to ride inside each other's love. I'm always speaking to the king in him. I'm a child of the seas and the wind, but also where light begins. They say, watch what you ask for, you might receive. But if you ask me tomorrow, say the same thing. I'm ready for love. And that's that piece.
Oh, ready for love. That's what it's all about in this world.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, what else you bring? What else you bring? And am I going to have to get some more cold water? Or did you?
Nah. I just went into a different energy belt right now. Not me. Call a nigga.
Okay.
This piece right here is called Polygamous Sentences.
The mic is yours.
You made it. I thank you. Very welcome on the pleasantries. Accommodation, very eloquent, tasty like pastries. Satisfaction is heartfelt. Can I tell you a story? This reality, no fantasy, may I touch you like a slow jam. It's like, oh shit, I'm promiscuous with champagne. Had fun figuring out who you calling. I have many names. The traveler, Mr. High Tide, I'm that guy when the sun rise, radiating at noon, I'm out of hand from perfumes. Fell in love with Teresa, Rebecca, Nicole, and Daisy. Still dating Mary and Connie, new times await me. Sex chicks with no protection, I've been given a higher power. Drinking whiskey sours, my white chick love her flowers. Sent a text to a fiance, told her don't wait up too late. My shared plan stand between townships of beach sand. Maneuver between women and ladies, always faithful. My other future wife is distasteful. Live your life, girl. Back to normal with the basics. No COVID affair. I'm just having a good time every month throughout the years. Kiss the aura of their beauty. For me, a tour of duty. The husband is no, has been. I fraternalize every girlfriend. I ain't shit, but equipped with the energy of the sun. Breathing with no lungs, I was born to get it done. Sinner against the ropes, I'm cloaked with pure hope. The cure and antidote, I am awake, fully awoke. A dream is manifestation, brought now into fruition. I am in between lanes, crisscrossing with no collision. King.
So, damn.
Thank you.
Okay. That was a gentler side. This was I loved it. Okay. You know what? I got so caught up in the eroticism, I forgot to pay the bills. So let me do this real quick. We'll be right back.
Cool.
Radio. The real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love.
Entertainment Network. Man, oh man, oh man. Dollar number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, y'all press that one and join us. We want you to.
I better ask somebody.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. You want to keep this going? Because I think I got another piece. Let me.
Yeah, let's keep it going. I got something in the archive.
Let's see. Oh, tablet is acting up. You know, these electronics and stuff, these devices are supposed to be a convenience thing, but when they act up, they act up.
Hey, remember that retrograde is out there, that energy. So that could be one of the things. If you want, I'll start it off.
All right, that'll work.
So you find it.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, this, this piece is titled Inside I Cover. Shoot for the stars. My night flight arrived at 10:30. Maybe she don't deserve me when I'm waking up too early. Allow my willpower to guide me through them smokescreen mirrors. Perhaps an open path can clear us or cross some of these rivers. Many thoughts in my views unlock things that be hidden. While I'm sitting having visions, angels singing as I listen. Sounds are so harmonic that I memorize the melodies, transporting myself back to absorb what's in the 70s. Summer loving, stroller moving across streets and blocks. Moms and pops cuddled. Up at the four-wheel stop, friends of them looking at the baby, me laying still, bottle with a nipple, bib around the neck of milk spill. Real for real, the love child will never become exiled. Astral plane is open, so doors to portals spin down. Whenever trouble come, it's always leave before my heart breathe. Parental thoughts clear, I feel their presence all around my ear. King.
Okay. Like that.
Thank you.
I found another one. This is untitled. I don't even remember writing this one, but it's a piece.
Hi, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Standing is an art. And I've come to understand not everyone is an artist. Just like I know allowing your past to keep picking at your scars and irritating them and not allowing them to heal isn't fair to the one who can kiss them away. So every time I start to write another heartbroken piece, I say to myself, I hope this is the last sad piece I write, because this is my last relationship where I'll be in love alone. And there have been many times I've looked at love like smoke and mirrors, because once again, my heart is in pieces. And as I spread my wings, look into the heavens while the stars sing a familiar tune to my heart, I'm looking at pain again. Tears greeting it like, hey, old friend, I knew you'd be back. Because we never did reach cloud nine. And I'm a transparent soul, and I can see right through them, no doubt, but this pain is mine. Because I claim their lack of love. I never wanted to just suffer inside, because hurt don't heal well when I try to hide it. My game face is my reveal. It is my duplicity, so you can look past my scars. Living under golden sky, I've seen the blue clouded and open in the labyrinth of my mind. So I stopped with the I adore them, and I found a door to me. When my soul was crying out to me to stop hiding from the questions within, when I didn't know who or where or what or even when I was. My soul crying out to me, just let go and come and claim me as your own again. Walk through and make yourself at home. For you were once a flowering star child. Wake up. Travel so far. I'm tired of losing out on the abundance of love because no one knows how to touch me deepest when I've already loved them and touched them as they've never known before. I long to be touched, but maybe, just maybe, I wasn't made for anyone. But for certain, from here on, I'm putting in the work, healing myself, searching deep inside for more peace, love, and emotional wealth. That's that peace.
That's what's up. We here. I mean,
yeah.
All right, I have another piece. You be having in and out of sorts.
be going
here and there. Just give me a second. All right, this is a piece called Summertime.
The mic is yours.
She only come around once a year, so it's a fling. My beautiful and unpredictable love who like to swing. Her nature, I always saw and knew. That's how we met. Ever since I was young, memories I didn't forget. There were points when she was hot in July and used to cry. Her mom placed on punishment any time when she lied. They said her father died, but later learned he was alive. With a lot of family ties, he survived all the goodbyes. Between the minutes and seconds, I clock our moments. She said her time management was built off emotions. When her warmth was overbearing, I sabotaged our feelings. Got a 9-to-5 job working and saw her friends in the evening. When her sister Moon chilled with us, what a delight. Growing with that natural energy, joyful every night. We all drank and smoked, cracking jokes about each other. Living alone, her brother, he had issues telling their mother. Even snitched the summer about when and how to catch me. So I told her uncles Randy and Lefty I moved to Jersey, King.
You know what? At first, I thought you was talking about natural elements in life. But then you went into talking about a woman, and that was pretty dope. I like that.
Yeah, I was talking about the elements, though. You know what I'm saying? Moon and
okay.
The sun. You just mixed it up a little. Nature.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. That's what's up. I got another one here. Got me searching through my pieces, trying to find something that I haven't really heard before. This is called The Love I Now Have.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Sitting in the lonely seclusion of my solitude, I came to the conclusion that I'm not everyone's cup of tea. Some I've left soured, and some just can't seem to get enough of the way that I taste. But I release all negative thoughts and uninvited energy to the universe, and I no longer give samples of me, so no one gets to play pieces of my heartache while I'm on the healing journey through my heartbreak. No more looking for a corner to go and lick my wounds in after they've scarred me. I'm not loyal to that disloyal shit no more. Just attempted temptation. It's just attempted temptation, so it isn't real to me. No longer part of my reality. No one welcomed me when I was in need of solace, comfort, love, and peace. So I ain't making no more excuses for the disappointment in my eyes. They better understand during their pillow talks. Call it what you want, but I found godly peace through my wisdom. And I'm true to the love I now have for me, because I would always save up my love for that one. One day he'll be here. And then turn around and spend it on each one that I let in, hurting myself for every one of them. I got addicted to a losing game and just kept falling in love with the pain, not realizing that the feeling of falling in love is a one of a kind and unique type of faith. So I had to teach myself how to stop searching for love, because what I thought I found every time really wasn't what it was. And I fell in love with me. And I got tired of them leaving out with pieces of my heart, soaked in my tears and wrapped in their smile. And I put up boundaries and no longer double back. I was named a bad guy. Not that I give a fuck now, because I'm looking at love with my third eye. Mask it off and the bullshit unsheathed. No more games of using and hurting me. I still sacrifice now for all the right reasons, because I realize that every day is my shit. From here on in, my heart, I only do good deeds. That's that peace.
All right. I got one in the Royal Chambers. This one is called Love Affirmation. It's a queen and a king thing, visiting scenes in many places. Spending some quality time through purpose, being courageous. Of course, we know the pace is slow through conversation. With vibes being alive, I'm navigating with patience. Dedicated to the one cause, where I'm from, birth and outcome. Woman, if you want to fill the spot, come and get some. Every crowned lady is different, preparing tables. My life is not in shambles, nor do I believe in fables. Always willing and able to build a bridge for you to walk over. Come meet the ex-soldier, that disciplined and older. Standing grand as a man who carried light from the source. Let me bring you on my course as ancestors light the torch. If I see, then you see through me all that moved me. May your spirit dance quickly as the sound of life is groovy. Hold your hand so my connecting energy come to you. In my world, you are spiritually and mentally beautiful, King.
And that was nice. That was real nice.
Thank you.
Love that energy too.
Thank you.
Well, guess what? It is 5 minutes to 11. Think we can squeeze another piece in here, or?
Yeah, we can.
How you want it?
Hey,
all right.
You can rock it out. I got you.
I'm gonna do one of my pieces. Thank you. This is called Indigo Child, and this, yeah, this is one of my favorite pieces. Sometimes when you wake, you just want to know, who can you run to? Who can you turn to? Let me show you. See the suns in the east and the moon reflect like the knowledge and wisdom I manifest. If you want to go to heaven, lay upon my breast. I'm here. By the light, so my love stays locked and loaded, bringing comfort from afar. I'm talking about that love from the stars. All you have to do is give it a chance and just open your heart. This waiting is amazing, I promise. You'll find treasure in a safe space with peace beyond measure. Just release your pain. See, I bring to you love through black and blue, because that's all I ever knew. From deep within, pull from and give to you my indigo blue. not that blue from a bruised heart that stains my veins, but from the source of which I was created. These stars were drawn around my scars because I fell in love with me, and I'm here to help you release your blues. And I know for some of you traveling through, it's still too dark for you to yet see the light. But rest assured, I know my purpose, so I'll shine bright. So bright sometimes that they don't want it out, just dimmed. Because they still want to reach for it, keep it lit, just a little bit to touch it. Just to say they know me and were able to get in. The only when I make it unavailable to them is when they want to be destruction and get rid of me. Them realizing you can't destroy love, it just moves far out of the way, somewhere off into infinity. Now the wells run dry and can't be tapped back into unless you cry. I mean, release what you've been through. Release the hurt, release the anger, release the pain caused them and they've caused you. Let it run its course and make room for love once again to reign. If love can't fit, it ain't welcome. Don't be alarmed. I am Indigo Child, and you can seek asylum in my arms. Child of the highest light and purest truth. My aura is golden, and you just been given a piece of my indigo blue. And that's that.
All right. We turning up tonight. I mean... All right, this piece is called Is It Me?
My
All I ever tried to do, okay, thank you, appreciate that. All I ever tried to do was keep feeding your light. But your days are mixed up like morning to night. Nobody like to fight, just keep peace and show love. That's all I keep above, anything else is a dub. If it is, than it was. What's the cause? What's the mess? Where's the loyalty and respect? I guess it found some rest. Who the fool without tools? Reaching out is uncool. We had a different type of class, attended different schools. Mom was elements of life, subject, knowledge of self. No feeling of hurt. That's why some play around on earth. Same eyes that spill lies, playing games. Are you Arcadian? Say whatever you say, I have spirit that's scaling way. Options, non-negotiable. Perhaps your social is postal. Me in South Jersey at the shore, where I don't do what most do. I'm laid back and reserved, curved, any merge. See, I learned. This is that ready for the next year material. Haven't you heard? My spurge is well deserved. I've been working my ass off. Even the vibes that trap my cough is healing through the source. King.
That's what's up. That's what's up. This has been an awesome show. Took a twist.
Yes.
You know, towards the erotic side, but that's all right. That's all right. It's all good. I enjoyed myself, and I enjoyed the amazing poetry that came through.
Man, thanks.
It was all right. Thanks for letting me ride shot with them with you, as always.
Hey, thanks for hosting with me, and I greatly appreciate that. So, it's always a blessing.
Yeah.
How are you going to take us out?
Oh, man, let me see. Let me say. I think I'm gonna bring it on over here to Philly with some Beanie Sigel and feel it in the air.
All right, everybody.
I want to say thank you for coming through. As I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself. Love and respect one another. Stay safe. We'll take us out with this.
Peace.
Oh, I don't want to play. What's going on?
Yeah. Did it come up yet?
It's my joint. It's so
Elijah system tingling. Still something got my radars up. Something going on. I feel funny, can't tell me nothing different. My nose twitching. Intuition setting in like sea vision. I still close my eyes, I still see vision. Still hear that voice in the back of my mind. So what I do, I still take heed, I still listen. I still paint that perfect picture. I still shine bright like a prism. My words still skipping. I know you can't, don't, won't get it. You just chose to ride that ship, salt with it. I'm still afloat. I ain't the captain of the yacht, but I'm on the boat. I ain't acting what I'm not, knowing that I don't. You n****s acting like you will, but I know you won't. You won't. I read between the lines of the eyes of your brows. Your handshake ain't matching your smile. You fine. Ready to go bananas. Two on me, two extra on me. I know my mind ain't playing tricks on me. I ain't skits on me. Ain't nobody drop a mix on me. It's like they try and block a set on me. I hear this voice in the back of my mind like Mac tighten up your circle before they hurt you. Read they body language. 85% communication nonverbal. 85% swear they know you. 10% you know they story. Man, the other 5 times I'ma show you, just know you. The pulley strings, you the puppet master. Some other bastard. Man, watch who you puffing after. Play your cards, go against all lies. Shoot for the moon, if you miss, still amongst those stars. Can you read the floating? Foul preacher quoting scriptures for revelation. Talk, you got a devil waiting. Body getting sick, so levitate. Why do I speak blasphemy? Knowing one day that will ask for me. Ask for my sins, no one to fill his wrath for me. I go through it so you wouldn't do it. Ask for me, ask for me. I'm still circling the block before I'm parking. Not bitching, I'm just still cautious. Same black parker, same extra still. With that same market, damn, I feel it in the air, you're not sincere. It ain't a us or we or I'm a thing. It's a good, bad karma thing. It's a psalm and an honest thing. I swear I feel something honest with you.